Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have John Buckley. He is the Plymouth County Register of Deeds. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Christine.
Well, we've been following this real estate market now, of course, for years, especially during the last couple of years when it seemed like it was just like a runaway train and nonstop. Now you're taking a look at some of the numbers, and you say the spring market begins with some mixed messages. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, clearly our market's very impacted by the short inventory and high prices, but we are trending back to the numbers of recordings back in 2020. People might remember in 2021, we recorded more documents than any year back to 2005. So we're definitely seeing those numbers drop, mostly through mortgages. Refinancing has really dropped off significantly.
Why do you think that is? Do you think people that wanted to do it have already done it?
I think that people took advantage of low interest rates, particularly as they were sitting home during COVID and having the time to do it. They wanted to shorten their length of a loan or pay less. I think right now, because the rates have started to tick up, they backed off on that. There still are some refinancing going on, but nowhere near the numbers they were a year ago.
What has surprised me, and I'm just speaking anecdotally here, is the increase in the cost of just about every house. If you look up your own house, and at least I did, I saw, I don't think it's worth that much, but it looks like the prices of homes in whatever level you're buying in, it looks like those prices have really increased. Are you seeing that as reality in your numbers?
Well, the average sale price as of March numbers increased 11% over the previous March. The Plymouth County is very diverse. However, the average sale price is $551,986. And that is one of the highest we've seen in a long time. Clearly, there are properties coming in with much higher values, but that's the average.
Wow, that is, I'm just looking back years ago about what a starter home cost, but that's a conversation for another day. Now, with this little bit of a mixed messages in numbers, what's happening with foreclosures? They've been on hold for a while.
Yeah, foreclosures are nowhere near the numbers that we had during the crisis of 2008. And this time around, there are people with a lot of equity that may be able to withstand some of those problems. However, the foreclosure notices, which are the first document we see in the registry when someone's in trouble, are starting to slide up. We had 39 foreclosure notices in March, and compared to last March, there were 18. So it's just been a sliding upward of notices. And notices are really an opportunity for people to call their lender or call a federal housing council to try to help them out. Don't neglect your situation when you're in trouble.
And one more question. I know I love you to highlight whatever the colonial document is that you're highlighting this month. And this surprised me. All I'm going to say talks about a little bit about a button-down pilgrims raising a ruckus.
Well, this particular one is, this month was the selectmen issue. We tied it to the season of the elections, and basically in 1658, the colonial court managed the affairs of the towns, allowed the election of 3 to 5 selectmen, beginning with a C, chosen by the townsmen. And certainly during town meeting and town elections, we wanted to highlight what was going on 364 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I think I just looked at the March thing, but that it's always so cool to see these wonderful documents and see what our government and tradition is built on here in Plymouth County.
And as things get better, we'll be opening up the Colonial Records Room. We do it one day a month, but there are a lot of people out there that are pilgrim descendants. They'd be very interested to see the actual records of the predecessors.
That is terrific. And again, that's John Buckley. He's the Register of Deeds in Plymouth County. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Happy Easter to all.
Happy Easter to you.